Joining me now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Laura Kellums, Northwest Arkansas Director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, who is hosting the 10th Annual Soup Sunday this Sunday, February 27th. And so how do you guys feel to be doing, you know, the 10th one after a decade of this, and it's still going?
The great thing about Soup Sunday is that it started even before our Northwest Arkansas office did. Our Northwest Arkansas office opened in 2008, and we had this group of volunteers that for years before that had been producing this fundraiser just to support this organization that was based in Little Rock because they felt so strongly about the work that the organization was doing. So Soup Sunday actually predates the office here and my being with Advocates. So
absolutely,
I think it's great that it's been going for 10 years. It just shows you how strongly people feel about the work that we're doing.
So tell us a little bit about the work that you guys do.
Sure. Arkansas Advocates is an organization that's based in Little Rock, and we do public policy work and research on behalf of kids and families. And one way to explain that is to just tell you, like, the product, one of the products of our work, the Our Kids First health insurance program, mm-hmm. that 70,000 kids have health insurance through a part of the program that we helped create in the late 90s. And so that's one of the best things, is just to tell people what it is that we have produced, I guess. So what we do is we essentially lobby on behalf of some of the most vulnerable kids and families in the state, kids who live in poverty, can't call their lawmakers and get them to vote a certain mm-hmm. way, their parents who are working on the line at a local factory or plant aren't necessarily in a position to go to Little Rock and testify on a bill that will affect them. And so what we do is provide that voice for them. They're oftentimes the voiceless people in our state, the most vulnerable kids, children of immigrants, children of our poorest families in the state. We stick up for them when public policy is being made. We make suggestions about what other states are doing that might be successful and what we could take advantage of in Arkansas and the ways we could serve those families better.
And the organization has been based out of Little Rock for decades, mm-hmm. and then you guys moved up here to Northwest Arkansas. Well, you have a new branch here in Northwest right. Arkansas. So how did that come about that they wanted to expand that to this area?
Sure. It goes back to those volunteers that I was talking about, who are longtime board members up here and others who have felt strongly since the 80s that we needed to have an office here. Arkansas Advocates was started in 1977 by a group of people who essentially thought, those folks I was talking about don't really have a voice when public policy is being made in Arkansas. And so it's always based there, and we're the first satellite office. And so those same people who have felt strongly about our work pushed to get an office up here. And it makes a lot of sense, even though we're supposedly the wealthy part of Arkansas.
Right.
Our child poverty rate is growing really fast, faster than it is in other parts of the state. And even during our most prosperous years of growth in this region, our child poverty rate was growing very quickly. And it's those kids here need a voice just as much as the kids in the rest of the state do.
So Soup Sunday will help raise money for your organization so you can help, you know, give those people those voices. So can you tell me a little bit about the event?
Sure, sure. Soup Sunday, it's been going on for 30 years in Little Rock, 10 years here. Local restaurants, dozens of local restaurants donate soup and bread and desserts and cheese and other yummy items. And some of the restaurants serve those. We volunteers serve some of the soups. And there's just, more than 30 different types of soup. And people can just go around and take little samples of all the different kinds of soup and take basically as much as they want and taste all the kinds that they want. And you'd be surprised, you get full on that soup. And the tickets are $20 and $5 for kids. And it's a really laid back, casual, fun time. You don't have to get dressed up. Your kids are welcome. The kids run around and there's a band and the kids run around and have a good time. And it's 4:30 to 7 on Sunday at the Convention Center in Springdale, which is on 48th Street. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a good time for families to get together and have dinner, or for people to have a snack on their way somewhere else.
So they can just stop by for a little bit, and,
yeah.
and they don't have to stay for the whole time,
right.
if they
when
don't
you
want
have
to.
A ticket, you don't have like a reserved spot at a table or anything. It's sort of a come and go, and so it's like I, you could stay the whole time and, you know, hang out with your friends, or you could come by for just a little while and leave. But we have some great soup types. I could tell you
yes,
some of
please.
The donations. One of the most popular ones is always that Cafe Rorleans has crawfish
yes.
corn bisque that she makes. Hog House and Common Grounds always have really great offerings. They've been very supportive of us from the beginning. They're having black bean soup and winter vegetable and barley. And there's just all kinds of mouth-watering soups from lots of different types of restaurants in the area, from Fayetteville to Bentonville.
And you said there will be music, live music, and who's providing that this year?
It's a great volunteer band called the McFetridge Jazz Quartet, and they've been doing this for years, and they just have a good jam session and have a good time, and the kids run around in front of the band and have a good time. So,
now, is there also a silent auction?
We do have one item that we're going to auction. That's a pair of earrings that Blakeman's Fine Jewelry and Rogers donated, but we don't have a big silent auction like we've had in years past. We just have the one item this year.
Excellent. So why should people come to this event? It's a little different than some of the other fundraisers we have going on, but that's kind of what makes it fun.
Yeah, actually, I think that is why people should come. I mean, not only is it a great price for your whole family to be able to come in a casual time where you don't have to get dressed up, but it's also a way to support a lot of different organizations at once in Northwest Arkansas. We work in partnership with almost every nonprofit in the region that serves children. Our work that we do at the state capitol and in Congress actually supports the work that they do. For example, when we make strides in children's health care through public policy, that supports Arkansas Children's Hospital. That supports the other hospitals in our area. It supports the Children's House when we win on a foster care issue, those type of things. So it's actually supporting Arkansas Advocates is a way of supporting all of the organizations in Northwest Arkansas.
All right. So like we said, tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for kids. And how can they get those?
You can go on our website at aradvocates.org. Or call my office, 927-9800. And there's also tickets available at the door. You can avoid the line by calling early, but you can buy them at the door as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Laura.
Thanks, Antoinette. I appreciate it.